In order to compute the level crossing rate, we need a probability density function for the signal amplitude, but also for its derivative. A way to express this probability density function is to start with the in-phase component, quadrature phase component, the derivative of the in-phase component, and derivative of quadrature phase component. Now, we know that I and Q are jointly Gaussian random variables. And it's easy to see that also the derivative of I and Q must be jointly Gaussian random variables. So we can define the covariance matrix, which fully defines I, Q, I prime, and Q prime. And the way to compute this is to start with the Doppler spectrum and do an inverse Fourier transform.